Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us. Back with Jim in just a moment.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. When you step back and take a big picture look at beef and pork exports right now, first quarter of 2014 turned out to be pretty doggone good, so says Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center.
Well, I think overall for the first quarter of this year, we were pleasantly surprised on total red meat exports. Both beef and pork were up substantially for the first quarter, and we have record high beef prices, so that's the good news. On the beef front, we had for the month of March exports up over 5% from the year-ago levels, with very strong exports to two key countries, Mexico and South Korea. Some softness in some other markets, but those are two markets that we really do watch closely and are two of our top four marketplaces. And on the pork side, we had a huge surge in exports, up 22% from a year ago. Now, you have to remember on the pork front, that most of those orders were made prior to the huge run-up in the pork cutout value, the wholesale market, due to the porcine epidemic diarrhea. So, but still, on balance, surprisingly good export demand across the red meats for the first quarter of 2014.
So, Jim, you know, given the fact that we've got very tight supplies right now, that makes relatively high prices out there, especially on the international marketplace for U.S. beef. Where do we go from here? Are we going to be able to maintain this early first quarter momentum?
Well, I think beef exports have been rather healthy. The value of beef exports is still setting records for most months. But the tonnage, at these high prices, we would expect maybe a little bit of slippage on the tonnage front compared to a year ago as we get into the summer months, just depending on what our wholesale beef prices are. So, you know, in fact, a little bit of slippage might be less than normal given the record high beef prices as an economist looks at this export demand. So I think demand will hold up overall, but to maintain strong year-over-year increases in the beef export market could be difficult this summer with our very tight supplies and record high beef prices. Mm-hmm. As we look, certainly the Asian markets are key, and I think we need to also closely monitor the Mexican market as one of the key beef export markets that can provide some pleasant surprises as we look ahead.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center visiting with Eric Atkinson of Agriculture Today. Of course, the real key, while we've got some battles going on with some of the middle meats, some of the steak type cuts between domestic users and international users, we do have various cuts of the beef carcass, beef short ribs, for example, variety meats as well, that international customers are willing to pay a lot more than domestic customers. And so as long as the demand holds up for those items, that's really good news for the U.S. cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 13th annual Chris Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale coming Saturday, June 7th at the Chris Black Ranch in Crawford, Oklahoma, 15 miles north of Cheyenne. Chris and his family will be selling fall calving bred heifers and donor prospects, as well as a special set of prospective herd bulls. The Chris Black herd is known for their outstanding seed stock production and for top-notch club calf production. Sale time on June 7th is 12:30. Lunch will be served right before the sale. For information about the sale, go to www.blackherfordranch.com or call Chris Black at 580-309-0711.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.